After this election, I mean, there's a very critical time coming when the next Afghan president, whomever it may be, is meant to come in on the 2nd of August. I mean, in the next 2 months, they have the Tokyo summit, they have the UN General Assembly, they have the NATO conference. So there are a number of things coming, with the international community in almost a way to showcase, the new administration, the new president, and their vision of where they see the country going. So on one end, there's a lot of challenges faced by the government itself. On the anti-state actors, I think at the moment there's been a lot of fighting, which has taken place on across the border as well. There was a joint drone strike on the Pakistan side on the Haqqani network, and there seems to be a military operation which is going to be taking place on the Pakistan side. The Afghan National Army and the Afghan forces seem very confident over here about some of those who have chosen violence. As far as the peace process is concerned, at the moment, it's not particularly known as to where it would go. However, both the presidential candidates have indicated that at some stage, they would sort of look into that and see where they'd want to go for those who choose to be included in the political process for the betterment of Afghanistan and for the unity of the country, but not with those who are, having an armed insurgency against the citizens of Afghanistan.